Good evening and welcome to Chuck Chansey Park in downtown Fresno. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game one of this six-game series against the Fresno Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies and, of course, your Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Let's give you today's starting lineup brought to you by T-Mobile, starting off with your Visalia Rawhide. Leading off at second base is number 27, S.P. Chen. Batting second in left field, number 12, Junior Franco. Batting third in center field, number 23, Wildered Patino. In the cleanup spot at third base is number 13, Davison De Los Santos. Batting fifth behind the plate, number 6, J.J. DeRozio. Batting seventh at first base, number 32, Sergio Gutierrez. Batting seventh in right field, number 14, Alvin Guzman. He's the newest addition to the Rawhide staff. Batting eighth is the designated hitter, number 1, G.J. Hill. And ninth at shortstop, number 3, Juan Corniel. Starting pitcher today for the Rawhide is Diomede Sierra, a left-handed pitcher out of the Dominican Republic. We're going to take a short break as they're about to do the national anthem here at Chuck Chansey Park. When we come back, we'll give you the starting lineup for the Grizzlies. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your hats for the playing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what a proud we hailed at twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars rode away.
...6:53 local time in Fresno, California. Again, I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today. It's game one of a six-game series against the Fresno Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are 32-19 this season. They are in first place in the California League Northern Division. Your Rawhide are 16-35 this season, coming off a loss in extras to the Inland Empire 66ers, but the Rawhide did split that series. It's the first time they split a six-game series this season. Finishing off the starting lineups brought to you by T-Mobile. Let's give you the lineup for the Grizzlies. Leading off at shortstop, number 2, Ariel Amador. Batting second in right field, number 15, Yankiel Fernandez. Batting third at third base, number 5, Warming Bernabeu. In a cleanup spot, it's the designated hitter, number 35, Hunter Goodman. Batting fifth at second base, number 4, Juan Brito. Batting sixth in left field, number 14, Juan Guerrero. Batting seventh behind the plate, number 11, Braxton Fulford. Batting eighth in center field is number 8, E.J. Andrews Jr. And batting ninth for the Grizzlies at first base, number 3, Trevor Boone. We are almost ready for first pitch. 6:54 local time. S.P. Chen will lead it off for the Rawhide. Again, it's going to be S.P. Chen, followed by Junior Franco, Wildered Patino, in the cleanup spot, Davison De Los Santos, followed by J.J. DeRozio and Sergio Gutierrez. Batting seventh, Alvin Guzman. Eighth is the designated hitter, G.J. Hill. The pitch to Chen swung on, a fly ball to deep right field. The right fielder goes back, makes a leaping play. Over the shoulder catch. First pitch swinging is Chen. A nice play by the right fielder, Yankiel Fernandez. Looked like he took a bad angle on it at first. Been able to leap up to make the catch for the first out of the game. First pitch was at 6:55, just 5 minutes behind schedule. Junior Franco at the plate, takes ball one inside. The pitch, swung on, lined very foul down the right field side. On the mound for the Grizzlies, number 27, Jared Candy, right-handed pitcher. 1-1 this season with a 2.65 ERA. Pitch is swung on and missed. The 1-2, swung on, is in the dirt, he misses. The catcher, Fulford, have to throw to first base to complete the strikeout, and he does so successfully. Two quick outs for Candy. That'll bring up Wildred Patino, who's batting from the right side. Candy working quickly, already two outs here in the first. Wind is blowing out to right. First pitch misses outside, ball one. Catching for Candy is Braxton Fulford. The pitch misses high. At third base, warming Bernabell. Shortstop, Adiel Amador. Second base, Juan Brito. The pitch. Called strike at the knees. And at first base, it's Trevor Boone. The pitch swung on and missed strike two. It's now a 2-2 count. In left field, Juan Guerrero. Center field, E.J. Andrews Jr. And in right, Yankiel Fernandez. The pitch is swung on and missed strike three. It was in the dirt. And again, they throw over to first base in time to complete the strikeout. A very quick 1-2-3 inning of work for Candy as we head into the bottom half of the first inning, still scoreless. And you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Chuck Chancy Park. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us. It's the bottom half of the first inning. We're scoreless so far. Diomedes Sierra, the first pitch, fouled off down the third base side. At the plate is Ariel Amador, the shortstop. He's batting from the right. Sierra, left-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. The pitch is swung on line down the left field line, but a foul ball. Maybe a foot or two foul. A lot more foul territory here at Chuck Chansey Park than at Valley Strong Ballpark. The sun is setting down the third base side. A lot of sun in the outfield. Almost no sun on the infield, just a little bit by second base. The 0-2 coming inside, and it hits him on his ankle. The slider from Sierra gets away from him, and Amador, leadoff man, is on. Nobody out, runner on first for Yankiel Fernandez. Due up after him, warming Bernabell, followed by Hunter Goodman, batting fifth, Juan Brito, followed by Juan Guerrero and Braxton Fulford. Batting eighth is E.J. Andrews Jr., and bringing it home, batting ninth, is Trevor Boone. First pitch, called strike on the inside corner, is a breaking ball. Infield shading to the right at double play depth. The pitch, swung on and missed. Ball in the dirt. Drazio able to keep it in front to hold Amador at first. Catching for Sierra today, J.J. Drazio. At third base, Davison De Los Santos. Shortstop is Juan Corniel. Second base, S.P. Chen. And at first, Sergio Gutierrez. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely standing up. This is the first game we're seeing Gutierrez at first. We've seen him as the designated hitter the last two. The pitch is swung on and fouled down the first base side. In left field, Junior Franco. Center field, Wildered Patino. And in right, Alvin Guzman. 0-2. Swung on. Chopper to the second baseman, Chen. He fields it, looks at second, but decides to go to first base instead to get the sure route. So Amador advances to second, and Fernandez is retired for the first out. Runner in scoring position for the Grizzlies. Batting from the right is warming Bernabell, the third baseman. The Grizzlies have brought back their red pants this year. They thought they retired them last year, but they are back, and they're wearing their cream jersey. Rawhide wearing their dark gray. Pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Scoreless in the bottom half of the first. The 0-1 swung on, fouled off towards the Rawhide dugout on the third base side. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Jack Wason. And on the bases is Daniel, by the way. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off, third base side. Sierra. Just 20 years old, will turn 21 in September this year. 1-1 with a 4.50 ERA. The pitch. Misses low. Sierra, glove at the belt, the pitch just misses. 2-2 count, runner on second. The pitch missing outside, ball three. Bernabell batting 312 this season. The pitch misses inside, ball four. Bernabell draws a one-out walk to make it runners on first and second. For the designated hitter and the cleanup man, Hunter Goodman. I'm sorry, did they call that strike three? I think they did. It was a late called strike three because Burnabell is no longer on the bases, and there's two outs up on the video board. Usually, I'm early on calling it a strike instead of calling it a ball, but it was a late call by the home plate umpire, Jack Wason. So, strike three, second out of the inning. It's the first time I've done that. It's impressive to completely miss a call like that. Two down, runner on second. The pitch misses outside, but it's by DeRozio, and Amador advances all the way to third. It'll be a wild pitch on Sierra. That strikeout, by the way, is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Mini priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. 1-1 count, runner on third with two down. Here's the pitch. Missing low and in. Pitch is swung on and fouled off behind home plate. 92 degrees here in Fresno. Supposed to get up to 105 this week. The 2-2, swung on, fouled off out of play, right field side. Still a 2-2. Goodman batting 277, has 49 runs batted in. The pitch, swung on, slow ground ball, third baseman De Los Santos fields it, the throw to first is in time to retire Goodman and end the inning. The Grizzlies strand a runner on third, and we're still scoreless heading into the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
First pitch, De Los Santos, a cold strike on the outside corner. We're scoreless in the top half of the second inning. The pitch misses out. Candy back on the mound for his first inning of work. Or beg your pardon, his second inning of work. Working quickly, the pitch swung on and missed. Count is 1-2. De Los Santos, the cleanup man today. The pitch swung on. Pop fly, shallow center field. The center fielder comes in, and Andrews Jr. makes the catch for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on for J.J. DeRozio. I'm not sure if you can hear the music that they're playing for J.J. right now, but usually when the visiting team comes to the plate, they're trying to play slow music. Music that the player might not enjoy. The pitch misses low. But DeRozio loves jazz. Absolutely loves that music. So I think this might be a good walk-up song for him. The pitch is swung on, a high fly ball down the right field side, but it is foul and into the stands. 1-1 count, one down, nobody on. The pitch, missing inside. Right on right matchup. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball to the shortstop. Amador fields it. A throw to first is in time, two down. That'll bring up Sergio Gutierrez batting from the left side. A switch hitter for the Rawhide. Today's the first time we're seeing him at first base. We saw him as the designated hitter the last two games. The pitch. Misses outside. In the last two games, his first two at-bats, he has a hit. In the last two, he strikes out. The pitch. Misses high, ball two. We'll see if that trend continues. If I'm not mistaken, he also tends to hit a double in his first at-bat. The pitch. Swung on and missed, a breaking ball that he waved at. The pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. 2-2 count, two down. Infield shading to the right. The pitch. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Gutierrez goes down looking to end the inning. Three perfect innings so far for Candy as we're heading into the second. Still scoreless. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life.
First pitch misses outside. Juan Brito at the plate. The pitch missing high and in. Bottom half of the second inning, we're scoreless at Chuck Chancey Park. Sierra back on the mound for his second inning of work. 2-0. Swung on, a flare into shallow center field. Here comes Patino, but he's not going to be able to get to it. A leadoff base hit for Brito. That's the first hit of the game for either team. Not a very hard hit ball, but finds some grass in the outfield. Now Juan Guerrero will bat from the right with a runner on first and nobody out. First pitch is swung on. Chopper to Chen. The second baseman fields it, throws to second, but it goes into left field. Burrito's going to be able to go to third. He's going to try to go home. Franco now just picking it up, and that's how the Grizzlies score their first run of the game. An easy chopper to the second baseman, Chen. He threw to the shortstop, Corny Yell. The throw looked wide of second towards center field. And it wasn't thrown very hard, and Franco wasn't really backing up the play. So because of that, Brito able to score all the way from first to base. It will be an error on the Rawhide, but the Grizzlies score first, 1-0 in the bottom half of the second inning. So Guerrero is on second, and out the plate, Braxton Fulford. Pitch misses outside. The 1-0, missing low in the dirt. The 2-0, missing in. So official ruling, it won't be an RBI, obviously. He reaches on the fielder's choice. Brito safe at second on the air and advances all the way home on the air as well. The pitch misses low, ball four. Fulford draws a four-pitch walk to make it runners on first and second. And nobody out. E.J. Andrews Jr. will bat from the right side, but first Gabby Hernandez. The pitching coach of the Rawhide will come have a conversation with Sierra and D'Orazio. Every Rawhide mound visit this year is presented by the Shawn Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn Team, where community matters. The runner on second is Juan Guerrero, on first, Braxton Fulford. And the Grizzlies lead 1-0 in the bottom half of the second. There's nobody out. Andrews Jr. batting 218 this season. He squares to bunt, pops it up behind the plate. D'Orazio gives chase but can't get to it in time. So it's an 0-1 count. First baseman Gutierrez comes in a little bit in case there's a bunt. The pitch is swung on and fouled off, and it hits D'Orazio, and he's in some pain behind home plate. Jorge Cortez and Haruki Mokji going to come check on him. I think it hit off his right shoulder as he's starting to move it around. He's smiling. He's okay. He's been taking some hits. He just showed Cortez where it was on his shoulder, pointed to it right there. It is his throwing arm, so we'll see how that affects him, but probably just going to be a nasty bruise. Catchers tend to pick up quite a few of those. It's an 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off. He'll stay alive. Here's the pitch. Missing low. Count is now 1-2. Sierra sets the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Andrews Jr. goes down swinging for the first out of the second inning. Second strikeout of the day for Sierra. Strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. Now batting from the right is Trevor Boone. Still runners on first and second and one down. Pitch to Boone. swung on, lined into right field. Right fielder Guzman comes in, lands in front of him for a hit. Runners will advance 90 feet, but they'll stay there. Guerrera had to wait by second base to make sure Guzman wasn't going to make the catch. So because of that, he wasn't able to score. He stays at third base. It's bases loaded. One down for the leadoff man, Amador. On third, Guerrero, second, Fulford, and on first, Boone. Grizzlies lead 1-0 already. The pitch, swung on, line down the right field line, just foul. About a foot foul down the right field side. Oh, one count. The pitch. Swung on, a flare into right field. It'll land for a base hit. One run will score. Here comes Fulford. He'll stop at third base. A late hold by Robinson Cancel, the manager and third base coach. So just one run will score on that. It was a nice throw from Guzman to hold Fulford. It is an RBI hit for Amador, though. He's the runner on first. Boone advances to second, and again, Fulford is at third. It's now a 2-0 ball game, Grizzlies lead. Yankee Fernandez bats from the left. He swings the first pitch, deep fly ball to right field. A no-doubter grand slam for Fernandez. Makes it a 6-0 ball game in the bottom half of the second inning. First pitch swinging Fernandez. Guzman, the right fielder, didn't even take a step back. He just turned around and watched it go. 6-0 ball game. And now batting from the right is warming Bernabell. It is one down. Pitch misses high. Grizzlies have picked up 4 hits in this inning. The pitch misses low and in, ball 2. Swung on, a high fly ball, shallow right field. Chen, the second baseman, goes out, but the right fielder Guzman calls for it, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. And Hunter Goodman will come to the plate. He grounds out to third in his first at bat. First pitch to Goodman. Swung on, one hopper to the third baseman, De Los Santos. He fields it. The throw to first. In time to retire Goodman, but the Grizzlies score 6 runs in the second inning. It's a 6-0 ball game going into the third. And you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Kahia Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kahia Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kahiahealth.org/SRC. Kahia Health, more than medicine, life.
Kahia Health.
Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. This Memorial Day, get amazing plug-free MPG with any one of Toyota's 11 industry-leading hybrid models. Don't miss out. Toyota, let's go places. Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. Get low 1.75% APR on all 2022 RAV4s and Highlanders, or up to $1,000 cash back on 4Runner 4x2s when financed with Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes RAV4 Prime. Ends 5/31/22.
leads off the right field behind the top of the third. The direct throw, strikeout batter, right fielder number 14, Alvin Guzman. Without the strikeout, one of the road fans with the 300 at the left throw, property location.
Top half of the third inning. Pitch to Guzman, swung on, fouled off to our right. Alvin Guzman on his first at bat in the California League. The pitch, missing high. Came to Visalia from the Arizona Complex League yesterday. Young outfielder from the Dominican Republic. The pitch is swung on. Line drive to the third baseman. He hits it with his glove, bobbles it again, and Guzman is safe at first base. If they give that a hit, it'll be his first hit in the California League. Haven't put anything up on the board just yet. G.J. Hill now batting from the left side. And they're going to give it an error to the third baseman, Bernabeu. So it doesn't get his first hit yet. The pitch squared to bunt. Pulls back. It's a ball. Throw down to first base. He's back safely diving. One-oh count to Hill, the designated hitter today. The pitch squares to bunt. Gets it down third base side, but it's foul. Clearly, the Grizzlies need more training. For real job training, come to Able Inc., where we'll empower you by offering independence and employment. Candy back on the mound, third inning of work. Grizzlies lead 6-0. Pitch comes in. Count is now 2-1. Candy kicks. Misses low and in. Now 3-1 count. This is the first time that Candy's dealing with a base runner now. Candy, 22 years old, from Tampa, Florida. The pitch, runner takes off. It's low in the dirt, ball four. G.J. Hill draws a walk to make it runners on first and second. Nobody out. For every walk this year, Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com. Corniel batting from the left. He's number 9 batter today. On second, Guzman. On first, Hill. The pitch. Missing low and in. Infield at double play depth. The pitch. Swung on. Fly ball. Right center field. The right fielder. Guerrero goes back. He's on the warning track. Makes the catch. Both runners are going to advance. They do so safely. Corniel gave that ball a ride, but warning track depth, one down. Guzman advances to third, and Hill advances to second. Here's S.P. Chen batting from the left side. He flew out to right in his first at-bat. Swung at the first pitch that he saw from Candy. Here's the pitch. Misses low, ball one. One oh. Swung on and missed. Chen batting 247. The pitch. Swung on, line towards left field. Left fielder Guerrero, not going to get to it. Rolls all the way to the wall. Two runs will score easily. Chen thinking about third. Here he goes. The throw, not in time. SP Chen, a two-run triple. That is the first hit of the day for the Rawhide. Makes it a 6-2 ball game. First hit of the day, a loud one by SP Chen. Line drive that rolls all the way to the wall, the 385 mark in left field. Guzman and Hill able to score easily. Meeting on the mound, the entire infield. SP Chen, the runner on third. At the plate will be Junior Franco. It's a 6-2 ball game in the top half of the third. Franco struck out in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch. Swung on, broken bat, I think. Slow ground ball. The shortstop can't get to it. Chen's going to score, and Franco stays at first base. We'll go through that one again. Have the luxury of having a TV up here to hopefully see a replay. It is a base hit for Franco. I don't think they're going to show the replay, but it's a slow ground ball, and the shortstop just couldn't get to it. It was hit slowly where you think he would be able to, but he was just shading too far up the middle and unable to get there. Wildered Patino batting from the right side. He takes a called strike. Pick off him to first base. Franco back safely diving. So now a 6-3 ball game now that Chen has scored. One down, runner on first. The 0-1 misses out. Patino struck out in his first at-bat. The pitch. Called strike on outside corner. 1-2 count. Pick off attempt at first base. Close. He's called safe. That's the second pickoff attempt to end this at bat. So Candy can't do it again, otherwise it'll result in a balk. Well, I should say if he steps off or throws over again, it must result in an out. The pitch, Franco takes off, it's swung on and missed. There's a throw to second in time, but it's dropped by the second baseman. So Franco is safe at second. Patino does strike out for the second time today. Franco definitely out at second base, but the second baseman, Brito, dropped the ball as he swiped down to tag Franco. Because of that, he's safe, and there is a runner in scoring position for Davison De Los Santos. De Los Santos flew out to center in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. Lights are on at Chuck Chancey Park. Still a lot of sunlight in the sky, but not a lot of sunlight on the playing surface. Just some patches here and there in the outfield. The pitch misses low and outside. It's a 6-3 ball game. One, one. Misses outside, ball two. Outfield shading's just slightly to the right. The pitch misses out. Count is 3-1. A hitter's count for De Los Santos. Missing low ball for De Los Santos. Draws a two-out walk. Rawhide fans, tonight's Mayhem Walks are presented by Allstate Insurance, Team Abraham Guillen. Keeping you in good hands is their game. Now J.J. DeRozio will bat from the right side. Runners on first and second. Two down. It's the top half of the third, and the Grizzlies lead 6-3. DeRozio in his first at-bat grounds it out to short. Candy kicks. First pitch, a breaking ball in there for a strike. Pitch misses out. Infield shading to the left. The pitch swung on, line towards right field. Right fielder not going to get to it. It'll roll all the way to the wall. Franco's going to score. De Los Santos heading for third. They're going to try to send him. Here's the throw to the relay man. The throw to the plate is not in time. A 6-5 ball game. J.J. DeRozio standing on second base with a 2-RBI double. One-run game in the third. The Grizzlies scored 6 in the second. Rawhide have answered back with 5 of their own here. De Los Santos getting a little bit of love in the dugout right now because he started to stop at third base. And Jorge Cortez, the manager and third base coach for the Rawhide, said, no, you need to go. And finally got on his horse and able to score. It's now a one-run game, and Sergio Gutierrez will bat from the left side. With the runner on second, it's J.J. DeRozio. The pitch, missing in. One-oh count, the pitch. Swung on and missed. Throw down to second base. DeRozio safe at second. The catcher, Fulford, throws back to second base. DeRozio read it well, got back in time. Did take a large secondary lead, but made it back. Gutierrez struck out looking in his first at-bat. 1-1, missing inside. Gutierrez, the ninth batter to come to the plate this inning for the Rawhide. The Grizzlies did that in the last half inning as well. They sent 9 to the plate, scored 6 runs. The 2-1, missing inside. Candy sets. The pitch. Missing high. Ball for Gutierrez draws a 2-out walk. And now Guzman, who reached earlier this inning, will come to the plate. This is the 10th batter to bat in this inning for the Rawhide. No movement in either pen. So on second, J.J. DeRozio. On first, Gutierrez. And now someone's going to start throwing in the pen for the Grizzlies. Looks like Ever Moya warming in the pen for the Grizzlies, a right-handed pitcher. First pitch to Guzman. Called strike on the outside corner. Guzman reached on a fielding error by the third baseman. Burn a bell. Call could have gone either way. I thought could have been argued for a hit. So we'll see if he can get his first hit in the California League in this at-bat. The pitch. Missing. Throw down to second base again. This time D'Orazio back safely standing up. One count. The pitch. Swung on, lines very foul down the left field side. 1-2 count. The pitch. Missing high. 2-2 count. Swung on, high fly ball, deep left field. Left fielder Guerrero goes back. He's underneath it and makes the catch to end the inning. But the Rawhide answer back is just a one-run game. 6-5, the Grizzlies still lead going into the bottom half of the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Bottom half of the third inning. Pitch from Sierra misses low. He's back on the mound for his third inning of work. He's at now 41 pitches today. Juan Brito batting from the right. Pitch is a called strike. Count is 1-1. It's a 6-5 ball game. Grizzlies scored 6 in the bottom half of the second. 5 of them earned to Sierra. The pitch missing in. Then Sierra coming back out here in the third. Now with a one-run game, the Rawhide scored 5 in the third inning. Pitch is a called strike. Count is now 2-2. Only 4 of those runs will be earned to the starter, Candy. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball to the third baseman. De Los Santos cuts it off the throw to first in time. 1 down. Juan Guerrero batting from the right side. He had a ground ball to the second baseman, Chen, in his last at-bat. And that ground ball, Chen, had a throwing error to the second baseman and ends up allowing a run to score because of it. The first pitch is low in the dirt. That was only the third error of the season for Chen. SB Chen has become the starting second baseman for the Rawhide. The pitch, called strike. Through the first month of season, Chen wasn't really playing every day, maybe half of the games each series. The pitch swung on, line towards right field. Patino going back, still going back, makes the play on the run for the second out of the inning. But Chen, the last 3 weeks now, has been the everyday starter at second. The only time he hasn't started was after he was hit on the nose in an at-bat in the day prior. That was the only time he's been given a day off. Braxton Fulford, the catcher, will bat from the right side. He walked in his first at-bat against Sierra. Pitch misses out. Pitch misses. Count is 2-1. Sierra, 6'2", 170 pounds. The pitch. Missing in. A 3-0 count. His last outing, last Tuesday, earned his first career win. The pitch. Called strike. Through 5 1/3 innings, which is a career high for him. Gave up 5 hits, 3 runs, only one of them earned. He walked 2 while striking out 5. The pitch. Missing inside, ball 4. Fulford draws a 2-out walk. It's the second time he's walked today. And the Grizzlies have a runner on first, 2 down for E.J. Andrews Jr., who struck out in his first at-bat against Sierra. Wind still blowing out to right. First pitch, misses high. Sierra has a fastball, sinker, slider, and changeup. You'll see his slider a lot. Has a lot of movement, so much sometimes it'll cross up the catcher. The pitch swung on, lined into center field. Here comes Patino and makes the catch to end the inning. Grizzlies strand a runner on first. They still lead 6-5 heading into the fourth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore. But get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need.
First pitch to Hill, misses high and in, ball one. Top half of the fourth inning, Grizzlies lead 6-5. Pitch misses high. Back on the mound is Candy. Jerry Candy in his fourth inning of work. The pitch. Called strike. Hill in his first at-bat walked. Scored the second run of the day for the Rawhide. The pitch. Missing outside, ball three. Three, one. Swung on and missed. Count is full. This is Candy's second start this season and sixth appearance. The pitch. Swung on, deep fly ball, right center field. The right fielder goes back. He's calling for it and makes the catch in right center field. It's Fernandez who makes the catch for the first out. Juan Corniel will now bat from the left. One down, nobody on. He flew out to right in his first at-bat. Pitch misses outside. So Candy joined the Grizzlies on May 2nd. Again, this is his sixth appearance since then. His second start. Pitch is swung on, ground ball to the first baseman. Boone picks it up and touches first base himself for the second out. Leadoff batter S.P. Chen batting from the left side. He got things going for the Rawhide by driving in the first two runs of the game. Pitch is a called strike to him. He also had the first hit of the day. Is a two-run triple into left. Pitch is a called strike. O-2 swung on and missed. Strike three. Chen strikes out. For the final out of the fourth, another 1-2-3 inning of work for Candy. Grizzlies still lead 6-5, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Starts your sales event ends Tuesday. Get low 1.75% APR on all 2022 RAV4s and Highlanders, or up to $1,000 cash back on 4Runner 4x2s when financed with Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes RAV4 Prime. Ends 5/31/22.
It's the bottom half of the fourth inning. The Grizzlies lead 6-5. At the plate, Trevor Boone. Sarah back on the mound. The pitch. Misses. Looked like it probably was a strike, but D'Orazio dropped it. I don't think the home plate umpire, Jack Wason. Pitch is swung on, fouled out of play. Pitch misses. 2-1 count. It's a one-run game in the bottom half of the fourth. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike three. Boone goes down swinging for the first out of the fourth inning. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. One away, nobody on for the leadoff man, Adel Amador. Pitch misses outside. Swung on, fouled off towards the Grizzlies dugout down the first base side. 1-1 count. The pitch. Except I don't think the home plate umpire was ready. Anyway, maybe called time because the ball was still in play, so that pitch doesn't count for anything, I don't think. Moya, who was up warming in the pen, has since sat down. That was only during the 5-run third inning. Bottom half of the fourth, Grizzlies lead 6-5. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a high chopper. Third baseman De Los Santos comes in, sets his feet. The throw to first, low, but Gutierrez able to reach for it to make the out. Two away. Nobody on for the right fielder, Yankiel Fernandez, batting from the left side. Fernandez had the grand slam against Sierra in his last at-bat. The pitch is swung on and fouled off. I think it fouled off his front foot, but the home plate umpire, Jack Wason, didn't say it right away. Did end up bouncing foul anyway. 0-1 count, the pitch. Missing outside. .757 local time. We've now been playing for about an hour. The pitch. Check swing. They're saying he did go. Count is now 1-2. Here's the pitch. Missing low in the dirt. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. That's the first 1-2-3 inning of work for Sierra. We're heading into the fifth inning, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Top half of the fifth inning. 6-5 ball game. Franco squares to bunt, gets it down the third base side. The pitcher picks it up, bobbles it, throw to first. Still in time. Franco is out. Candy able to make the play, even though he bobbled it. And Franco bunts it maybe just a foot more towards the left side of the field. It was a little bit close to the mound. But Franco is retired, and now Wildred Patino will bat from the right side. One away and nobody on. 6-5 ball game. Grizzlies lead. The pitch misses high, ball one. Patino today has struck out twice. The pitch missing outside. There's now a lefty warming in the pen for the Grizzlies. The pitch swung on and missed. Count is 2-1. Patino batting 272. And there's someone warming in the Rawhide pen as well. Pitch is a called strike. Count is 2-2. The pitch. Missing low. I believe it's Miguel Gill warming in the pen for the Rawhide. It is Miguel Gill. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Patino strikes out for the third time today. Two quick outs for Candy. Candy nearing the 80 pitch mark. He's at 77. Two down, nobody on for Davison De Los Santos. The pitch, missing outside. De Los Santos is flown out to center and has also walked. The pitch, missing high, ball two. Pitch is swung on, fouled off. 2-1 count. De Los Santos batting 266 this season. The pitch. Missing in, ball three. Hitters count for De Los Santos. Two down, nobody on in the fifth inning. Pitch from Candy. Swung on, popped up, first base side, foul territory. Boone giving chase. He's by the dugout, and it lands in the netting right by the dugout. Full count, two down, nobody on for the third baseman. And the pitch. Swung on, ground ball up the middle, shortstop ranging. Amador makes a nice play, the throw to first in time to replier De Los Santos. What a play by Amador to end the inning. We're halfway through this one, going into the bottom half of the fifth inning. Grizzlies still lead 6-5, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota. Which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Bottom half of the fifth inning, 8:05 local time, halfway through this one. We've only been playing for an hour and 10 minutes. Warming Bernabeu batting from the right side. Nobody on, nobody out. Grizzlies lead by one. Sierra back on the mound for his fifth inning of work. This is pitch number 69. The pitch, misses low, ball one. The pitch, swung on, one hopper back to Sierra. He's going to go ahead and just touch first base himself instead of tossing it over to Gutierrez. He keeps the momentum going and touches first base for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on for Hunter Goodman, the designated hitter. The pitch, missing low on the dirt, ball one. Goodman today is grounded out to the third baseman twice today. The pitch, swung on, a flare into center field, and it's a base hit for Goodman. Patino gets it in to hold him to a single. Runner on first, one down. Batting from the right, Juan Brito. The pitch, missing low, ball one. Last time Sierra faced Fresno was back on May 10th. The pitch, missing high. Throw down to first base. It's close, but not in time. Was not a part of the decision that day. Threw 2 2/3 innings, giving up 4 runs, but only one of them earned. Pitch misses high. Gave up 4 hits that day, walked 1 while striking out 4. So far today, he's given up 6 runs off of 5 hits. 5 of those runs earned. The pitch misses high. Ball 4 is a 4-pitch walk to Brito. Runners on first and second, one down. That's the third walk given up by Sierra today. And now here comes Jorge Cortez. It looks like this will be a pitching change. Miguel Gil was warming in the pen for the Rawhide, and Sierra going to be taken out after throwing 76 pitches. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Miguel Gil on the mound for the Rawhide in his second appearance of the season. He'll inherit runners on first and second and one down in the bottom half of the fifth inning with the Grizzlies leading by one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh cut grass, The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the Taco Truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC.
Miguel Gill on the mound for the Rawhide. Pitch is a called strike on the outside corner to Juan Guerrero. The runner on second is Hunter Goodman. On first, Juan Brito. Gill in relief for Sierra. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike two. Sierra is still responsible for the runners on the bases. Gave up 5 hits today. Infield, the double play depth, one down, the pitch. Called strike three, a breaking ball sits down Guerrero. Second out of the inning. Strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia. Visalia Used Car Supercenter, many priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Miguel Gill coming into the game, bringing some bear spray with him. Sitting down Guerrero on 3 pitches. Batting from the right side is Braxton Fulford. The pitch misses outside. Ball one. Runner on second, still Goodman. On first, Brito. Here's the pitch. Missing high. Two out of Fulford. Swung on, popped up, shallow left field. Franco had a late break. He's now coming in, still coming in, but makes the catch to end the inning. Gill comes in and gets 2 outs to end the inning. The Grizzlies do still lead. It's a 6-5 ball game going into the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. This Memorial Day, get amazing plug-free MPG with any one of Toyota's 11 industry-leading hybrid models. Don't miss out. Toyota, let's go places. Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. Get low 1.75% APR on all 2022 RAV4s and Highlanders, or up to $1,000 cash back on 4Runner 4x2s when financed with Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes RAV4 Prime. Ends 5/31/22.
J.J. DeRozio leading it off for the Rawhide, batting from the right side. Top half of the sixth inning. And I think Jorge Cortez coming out to check on something. I'm not sure what. Cortez, I think, just double-checking his lineup card to make sure everything was correct. Now the first pitch to DeRozio swung on, ground ball up the middle. The second baseman, Brito, plays perfectly. The throw to first in the dirt and not picked out by the first baseman, Boone. They had DeRozio by a step, but Boone couldn't pick up the throw. So DeRozio will be safe at first base. Should be an error. Not sure if it'll be a throwing error or a fielding error. I would assume a throwing error on the second baseman. Clearly, the Grizzlies need more training. For real job training, come to Able Inc., where we'll empower you by offering independence and employment. Pitch is swung on, a high chopper to the shortstop. He touches second, throws to first, and retires Gutierrez, who grounds into a double play. So that error erased, and it's now two down, nobody on. By the way, we do have a new pitcher on the mound. It's Moya for the Grizzlies, Ever Moya, left-handed pitcher, in relief for Candy. Pitch misses in to G.J. Beg your pardon, to Guzman. Pitch is a called strike. So both teams in their bullpens now. This call to the bullpen, as always, is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. The pitch, swung on and missed. One, two count. Here's the pitch. Missing inside. Count is now two and two with two down. By the way, that error is officially on the first baseman, Boone, instead of the second baseman. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Guzman goes down swinging to end the sixth inning. The Grizzlies still lead by one heading into the bottom half of the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Gill back on the mound, first pitch swinging is Andrews, and he fouls it off down the third base side. It's the bottom half of the sixth inning. Grizzlies lead 6-5. The pitch misses out. Can give you the final pitching line on Sierra now. Sierra threw 4 1/3. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined into right. Here comes Guzman. Makes the catch on the run for the first out of the inning. Hard hit ball by Andrews Jr., but Guzman placed perfectly. Trevor Boone will now bat from the right. Going back to Sierra, 4 1/3 innings of work. 6 runs, 5 earned off of 5 hits. 3 walks and struck out 4. Really the dagger for Sierra was the grand slam given up to Yankiel Fernandez. Pitch misses outside to Boone. All 6 of the Grizzlies' runs came in the second. The pitch. Called strike. Same thing for the Rawhide. All 5 of their runs came in the third. And not only all 5 of their runs, but all of their hits. They haven't had a hit outside of the third inning. Pitch is a called strike. 1-2 count. Boone today has singled into right and also struck out swinging. Gil, relief pitcher from Venezuela. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. It was in the dirt. D'Orazio tries to tag him, but he'll have to throw down to first base to retire Boone, and he does so successfully. Strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many are priced under $20,000. Adiel Amador batting from the left. 2 down, nobody on, with the Grizzlies leading by 1 in the 6th. Here's the pitch. Missing outside, ball 1. Gillen is second appearance for the Rawhide. The pitch, missing outside. He arrived a little over a week ago now. No wins, no losses, no ERA either. The pitch swung on, lines right to the first baseman, Gutierrez. It's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Gill, who maintains his 0 ERA. We are heading into the 7th inning, Rawhide trail by 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts.
G.J. Hill leading it off for the Rawhide in the top half of the seventh inning. It's a 6-5 ball game, Grizzlies lead. Evermoya back on the mound for his second inning of work. Came in relief for Candy in the last inning. Candy threw 5 innings, giving up 5 runs. off of 3 hits, walked 3, and struck out 6. First pitch to Hill misses. And by the way, only 2 of those runs are earned against Candy. Pitch is a called strike. No, I beg your pardon. It's actually a 2-0 count. I thought I heard him say strike. Beg your pardon. 2-0 count. The pitch. Missing low and in. Moya. 1-1 this season. A 4.86 ERA. It's his 16th appearance out of the bullpen. And the pitch misses in ball 4. G.J. Hill draws a 4-pitch walk to start off the 7th inning. Rawhide fans, tonight's Mayhem Walks are sponsored by Allstate Insurance. Team Abraham Guillen, keeping you in good hands is their game. The number 9 batter, Juan Cornea, will bat from the right side. He's also a switch hitter for the Rawhide. Rawhide have 3 switch hitters in the lineup today. It was a pitch clock violation on Corniel, so it's strike 1. Pickoff attempt at first base, Hill back safely standing up. So it's an 0-1 count. Moya has pitched 16 innings of work for the Grizzlies, giving up 21 hits, 12 walks, and striking out 13. The pitch swung on and missed strike 2. Opponents are batting .328 against him this season. O-2, coming in, misses. Corniel is flown out to right and also grounds it out to first. Looks like the pitching coach for the Grizzlies is going to come have a conversation. Since 2012, Rosa Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation farm-fresh milk to create glass-bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Rosa Brothers products at your local grocer or check rosabrothers.com's Where to Buy page to find a store near you. With Rosa Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. Rosa Brothers Milk Company is the presenting sponsor of the first hit of the game for the Rawhide, which came off the bat of S.P. Chen in the 3rd inning. It was a 2-run triple into left field to drive in the first 2 runs of the game. Rawhide would go on to score 3 more runs in that inning. And that's the last time they've scored. They've had base runners on, including right now with G.J. Hill, the runner on first, but they haven't had a hit outside of that 3rd inning. Pitch misses outside. So now 2-2 count. Pitch is swung on, fouled off, first base side. Moya, 6'5", 220 pounds. Just turned 23 about a week ago, back on May 25th. Pickoff attempt at first base. Hill is back safely, diving, actually. That's the 2nd time now that Moya's thrown over, so we'll see if Hill takes off. He has a large lead now. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined into right field, but a foul ball. Landed right near the Grizzlies' bullpen down the right field side. Both bullpens are in foul territory, but on the playing surface. Swung on, ground ball to the third baseman. Bernabell misses it as it goes into left field. Here comes Hill. No, he falls. Now the throw to second. He's back safely at second base, and I think the ball just hit him in the head. My goodness. So we'll see that again. He says he's okay. I think it hit him right on the helmet. So a ground ball to the third baseman. Bernabell just misses it completely. It goes into left field. Hill sees it. He's heading for a third and just eats it completely, rounding second base and has to scramble back to second. He slides in. The ball pops up and hits him what appears to be the helmet because Hill waved off Cortez saying he doesn't need help, and he's over there smiling at, on second base, probably embarrassed that he just did that because I would be. But he's safe, and that's what matters. Runners on first and second, and nobody out. Big opportunity for the Rawhide to tie up the game, maybe even take the lead here in the seventh. Again, that is an error on Bernabéu, his second of the day, and the third error for the Grizzlies today. Pitch to Chen, missing inside, ball one. On second, Hill. On first, Corneau. The pitch. Missing low and outside. 2-0 count. There is someone warming in the pen for the Grizzlies, a right-handed pitcher. Moya kicks. Swung on, fly ball. It'll be out of play down the third base side. Moya, originally from Panama, signed as international free agent in 2015 by the Rockies. The pitch, called strike count is 2-2 now. He did pitch in one game against the Rawhide in Visalia at Valley Strong Ballpark. The pitch. Missing high. Full count. In that appearance, he only threw a third of an inning, gave it one earned run off of two hits, walked two, and struck out a batter. The 3-2. Swung on a chopper to the second baseman. He charges it, throws to first just in time to get Chen for the first out of the inning. Only chance for Brito to get an out was to go to first base. He fielded it on the infield grass. Other two base runners quick, so Chen out at first base, but two runners advance. They're now in scoring position for Junior Franco batting from the left. On third, G.J. Hill. On second, Juan Corneau. Time was called. Pitch is swung on. Fly ball into center field. Andrews underneath it. We'll see if Hill tags. Here he goes. The throw home is not in time. A tied ball game. Junior Franco drives in the tying run here in the top half of the seventh inning. G.J. Hill scores. Corneau stays at second base, and it's now two down for Wildered Patino, who will bat from the right side in a tied ball game, 6-6, top half of the seventh inning. Rawhide still haven't had a base hit outside of the third inning, but they did tie up the game here, and I believe they're going to go to the bullpen as Robinson Cancel, the manager for the Grizzlies, coming out to relieve Moya. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. He's inheriting a runner on second in a tied ball game with Wildered Patino at the plate. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Wildred Patino at the plate. First pitch misses low. New pitcher on the mound for the Grizzlies is Sergio Sanchez. Right-handed pitcher. Runner on second is Corniel. Tied ball game in the seventh. Pitch to Patino. Misses outside. Ball two. Patino today has struck out 3 times. Missing low and outside. Ball three. Waiting on the 3-0. Sanchez sets. Looks at Corniel on second. Peers in the pitch. Misses low. Ball four. Patino draws a 2-out walk. A 4-pitch walk, I should add, from Sanchez, who just came in relief for Moya. Now the cleanup batter, Davison De Los Santos, will bat from the right side. 2 down. Runners on first and second in a tied ball game. Just handed tonight's attendance, 1,997. Tonight's paid attendance. The pitch misses low and outside, ball one. Waiting on the 1-0. Here it is. Swung on and missed. That's the first strike thrown by Sanchez in this inning. If you're De Los Santos, I was about to say, you're probably only looking for one pitch in particular, simply because Sanchez hadn't thrown a strike yet. But De Los Santos did wave at that pitch. Here's the 1-1. Misses low. He checked his swing. Did not go, according to Daniel, by the way, on the bases. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. 2-2 count. 2 down. 2 runners on. The pitch. Missing low. Ball three. Count is full. With 2 outs, the runners will be off on the pitch. On second, Corniel. On first, Patino. Payoff pitch. Swung on, fouled off. The runners will have to go back. Sanchez sets, brings the ball to his glove. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off down the first base side. We'll do the 3-2 again. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat. The 3-2 to De Los Santos, swung on, fouled off again. Long at-bat here by Davison. It's a tied ball game, 6-6, top half of the seventh inning. Rahe just tied it up when Franco hit a sacrifice fly out to center field to score Hill. Rahe looking to take the lead here. The pitch, it's actually a step off towards second, so we're still waiting on the 3-2. Infield shading to the left. No shift in the outfield, maybe a little bit shallow. The pitch. Swung on, a ground ball through into right field, a base hit. Corniel is going to score, and the Rahe will take the lead. Patino thinking about going, but he'll stay at third base. Rahe lead 7-6. Davis and De Los Santos, an RBI single to give the Rahe the first lead of the game. It's a 7-6 ball game. And now J.J. DeRozio will bat from the right side with runners on the corners. That was the ninth pitch of the at-bat. De Los Santos, a ground ball into right field, drives in the run. DeRozio looking to extend the lead for the Rahe now. No one warming in the pen for Visalia, so Gill should be back on the mound for the Rahe. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off to our right. On third, Patino. First, De Los Santos. At the plate, DeRozio. 0-1. Called strike count is now 0-2. Sanchez steps off. 0-2 count, two down. DeRozio today is grounded out to short. Hit a ground ball to second and had a two-run double. 0-2. Swung on, slow ground ball. Second baseman ranges the throw to first in time to retire DeRozio. But the Rahe take the lead. They score two to make it a 7-6 ball game. It's stretch time at Chuck Chancey Park. Rahe lead by one. You're listening to Rahe Baseball.
Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. This Memorial Day, get amazing plug-free MPG with any one of Toyota's 11 industry-leading hybrid models. Don't miss out. Toyota, let's go places. Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. Get low 1.75% APR on all 2022 RAV4s and Highlanders, or up to $1,000 cash back on 4Runner 4x2s when financed with Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes RAV4 Prime. Ends 5/31/22.
Miguel Gil back on the mound. Third inning of work. Yankiel Fernandez batting from the left. Takes a cold strike on the outside corner. Rawhide lead 7-6 in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Gil came in the fifth inning for Sierra. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Fernandez goes down swinging on three pitches. First out of the seventh. Strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. Warming Bernabell batting from the right side. He has struck out, flown out, and grounded out. Pitch misses. But he's saying he did go around. He tried to check his swing. Umpire on the bases, Daniel, by the way, said that he did go around. 0-1 count. The pitch misses high. Bernabell has committed two errors at third base today. It's now has 11 errors on the season. This is the 52nd game of the year. The pitch swung on, deep fly ball to left field. Franco looks up, a tied ball game. As the first run that Gil has given up this season as a member of the Rawhide, and it ties up the game here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. So Rawhide took the lead in the last half, and here the Grizzlies have tied it back up 7-7. Bernabell with his sixth home run of the year. Again, that's the first run given up by Gil as a member of the Rawhide. This is only his second appearance. Pitch misses high, but in his first appearance, he pitched very well for the Rawhide. Through three innings, got the save. Gave up. He actually didn't give up a hit. He hit a batter and struck out four. So actually looking at my scorebook, that's the first hit he's given up as a member of the Rawhide. Pitch is swung on, deep fly ball center field. Patino going back, looking up, back-to-back home runs given up by Gil. Just like that, the Grizzlies take the lead in the bottom half of the seventh. It's an 8-7 ball game. Back-to-back home runs given up by Gil. J.J. DeRozio having a conversation with Gil on the mound. Eight to seven, Grizzlies lead. Just like that, they retake the lead. Rawhide had the lead for about one batter. They trail by one again. The pitch misses outside. At the plate, Juan Brito. He's singled, grounded out to third, and walked today. The pitch, called strike. Someone going down to the bullpen to start warming up for the Grizzlies. I think it's Mejia. And now Robinson Cancel asking a question, I think asking about why time was called. One count, one down, the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Kind of a defensive swing. Looked like Brito tried to stop it halfway through, but ended up still going around. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. DeRozzi will have to throw down to first base to complete the strikeout, and he does so. Two down. That's four strikeouts now for Gill today. And it is officially Mejia warming in the pen, just confirmed. Pitch is a called strike. Here's the pitch. Misses low. The 1-1. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Two down, nobody on. Guerrero today has hit a ground ball to second, flown out to center, and also has struck out looking the pitch. Swung on, fly ball to left field. Franco goes back. Now he comes in and makes the catch to end the inning. But the Grizzlies take the lead thanks to back-to-back homers hit by Bernabell and Goodman. It's an 8-7 ball game going into the top half of the eighth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore. But get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind.
Sergio Gutierrez at the plate for the Rawhide. Mejia is the new pitcher on the mound for the Grizzlies. It's now an 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Missing inside, ball one. Gutierrez today has struck out, walked, and grounded into a double play. It's now 8:55, been playing for exactly 2 hours. Here's the pitch. Missing high. Count is 2-2. Juan Mejia, The fourth pitcher of the evening for the Grizzlies is called to the bullpen, brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. The pitch is swung on and missed strike three. It was in the dirt. Fulford throws down to first, and Gutierrez is retired. One down, nobody on for Alvin Guzman. It's an 8-7 ball game, Grizzlies lead. Top half of the eighth inning. Guzman today has reached on an error, flown out to left, and also has struck out. First pitch, a called strike. Again, Mejia, the fourth pitcher of the evening, just came in relief for Sanchez. Pitch is swung on and missed. So Moya came in through an inning and two-thirds. Gave up two runs, although neither of them earned. Sanchez got the final out in the seventh. And now Mejia on the mound for them. The pitch swung on and missed. It was low in the dirt. Nice stop by Fulford. Throws to first base, retires Guzman by two steps. Two strikeouts for Mejia. He just entered the ball game. No one warming in the Rawhide pen yet. Now G.J. Hill will bat from the left. Two down. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Mejia kicks. Called strike on the outside corner. Gutierrez has thrown 10 pitches, 8 of them for strikes in this inning. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. He strikes out the side, all three swinging strikeouts. Rawhide still trail by one going into the bottom half of the eighth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts.
Miguel Gill back on the mound for the Rawhide. At the plate for the Grizzlies is Braxton Fulford. It's the bottom half of the eighth inning. Grizzlies lead by one. Looking for an insurance run here. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fly ball, left field side, but it's very foul. Number 44, Condre, warming in the pen for the Grizzlies. The pitch. called strike. Now an 0-2 count. Fulford today has walked twice and flown out to left. Gill has now faced everyone in the Grizzlies lineup at least once. Here's the pitch. Missing inside. The 1-2. Missing outside. The 2-2. Missing high, ball 3. Nice job by Fulford. Full count after being down 0-2. Payoff pitch. Missing outside, ball 4. Fulford draws his third walk of the day. Leadoff man is on. Here's the number 8 batter, E.J. Andrews Jr. He will bat from the right side, but Gabriel Hernandez is first going to have a conversation on the mound with Gill and the entire infield. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. Grizzlies lead 8-7 here in the 8th inning. Looking for an insurance run here. Nobody out, runner on first. Very quick conversation on the mound with Hernandez. I think it took longer for him to walk out to the mounds than to actually have that conversation. On first is Fulford. At the plate, Andrews Jr., who has struck out, flown out, and lined out. First pitch swung on, foul down a third base side into the Rawhide dugout. Here's the 0-1. Misses low, gets by the catcher. DeRozio goes all the way to home plate. Fulford goes to second, takes a large lead. Rather, large turn, I guess I should say. But goes back to second base. That'll be a wild pitch on Gill. So runner in scoring position, nobody out. Reason why Fulford had time to take a large lead around second was because of how far the backstop is to home plate here. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 2. That is one thing about the backstop at Valley Strong Ballpark. It is really close to home plate. Only about 20 feet. Makes pitchers feel a lot more comfortable, where sometimes the ball will bounce back and come right back to the catcher. That pitch misses outside. But at ballparks like this and Rancho Cucamonga and really almost every other stadium in this league, if it gets by the catcher, a runner is going to be advancing and scoring. The 2-2. Just missing in. Ball 3. Full count. The 3-2. Swung on and missed strike 3. Andrews Jr. goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. First pitch to Trevor Boone, swung on, ground ball to the third baseman. Checks the runner back, throws to first in plenty of time, and Fulford stays at second. Two outs now. Top of the order, Adel Amador batting from the left. He's been hit by a pitch, had an RBI single, grounded out to third, and has lined out to first today. Two down, runner in scoring position. Miguel at 45 pitches so far. The pitch. Called strike. Here's the 0-1. Missing outside. Here's the pitch. Misses. High. 2-1 count. This will be Gill's 50th pitch of the evening. Someone is up and moving in the Rawhide pen. The pitch. Called strike. Looks like Junior Miesis warming in the pen for the Rawhide. The pitch. Misses outside. Count is now full with two down and a runner in scoring position. Amador lined out to first in his first at-bat against Gill. 3-2. Misses high, ball four. Amador draws a two-out walk. Runners on first and second now, and here comes Jorge Cortez. This should be the day for Gill as he has now thrown 52 pitches today. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Junior Miesis on the mound for the Rawhide. The runner on second, Braxton Fulford, and on first, Adel Amador. Two down, Grizzlies lead by one in the bottom half of the eighth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Thank you. Welcome back to Chuck Chancy Park. I'm Jill Guerin. Junior Miesis is the new pitcher on the mound in relief for Miguel Gil. Miesis just had a pitch clock violation, so it's a 1-0 count. The pitch misses outside. The throw from D'Orazio goes into center field, but the runner on second, Fulford, stays there. So the throw from D'Orazio too strong. Leaping was the shortstop, Corniel. He couldn't get to it, but we're lucky that Patino was there backing up. And honestly, because D'Orazio threw it too hard and too high, Patino able to get to it quickly. Pitch is a called strike. Count is 1-1. Beg your pardon, 2-1. That is one thing. Growing up, you kind of were always told, if you're going to miss on a throw, miss low. This is one of those rare instances that it's okay that he missed high. The pitch, a called strike. Count is now 2-2. The reason being, again, he threw it so hard and so high that Patino, the center fielder, able to come in quickly. If he one-hopped it and the shortstop missed it, it would have been really easy for Fulford to advance to third. The 2-2, missing low in the dirt. Nice stop by D'Orazio. Full count. Two down. The runners on first and second will be off on the pitch. The pitch. Swung on, a chopper to the third baseman, De Los Santos. Picks it up, the throw to first, a little bit high. But Gutierrez keeps his foot on the bag. And Fernandez is retired for the final out of the eighth. Still a one-run game. Rawhide trail by one. Last chance of the ninth to at least tie it up or take the lead. Due up is Corniel, S.P. Chen, and Junior Franco. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. This Memorial Day, get amazing plug-free MPG with any one of Toyota's 11 industry-leading hybrid models. Don't miss out. Toyota, let's go places. Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. Get low 1.75% APR on all 2022 RAV4s and Highlanders, or up to $1,000 cash back on 4Runner 4x2s when financed with Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes RAV4 Prime. Ends 5/31/22.
Top half of the ninth inning. Last chance for the Rawhide to try to tie up the game or take the lead. Juan Corniel batting from the left side against the new pitcher, Joel Condre. Takes a called strike. This call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Pitch misses low. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. So Condre now the fifth pitcher of the evening for the Grizzlies. They lead by one. 8-7 ball game in the ninth. The pitch swung on and missed. Count is now 1-2. That fastball clocked in at 95 miles an hour. Corniel today has hit a ground ball to third, to first, and has flown out to right. The pitch swung on, ground ball to the first baseman. Boone picks it up, a foot race to the bag, and he beats Corniel for the first out. Here's the top of the order, S.P. Chen batting from the left side. Okay. First pitch to Chen, swung on, fouled out of play. Rawhide have 4 hits today, 7 runs to show for it. Chen has one of those hits. Franco has another. DeRozio and De Los Santos have the other 2. Pitch is swung on, fouled out of play again down the left field side. 0-2 count, 1 down. Other than Chen's 2 RBI triple, he's also flown out to right, grounds it out to second, and struck out. Pitch is fouled off into the netting. Still an 0-2 count. Miguel Gill in line for the loss. The pitch missing low. And I believe it's Mejia that's in line for the win for the Grizzlies. One, 2 count. Pitch misses outside. Infield shading to the right. Outfield playing a little bit in. The pitch. Swung on. Pop fly. Foul territory. Third baseman Bernabell over and makes the catch in front of the netting. For the second out of the inning, he was running out of room, just barely able to make the catch. And it's now 2 down in the Rawhide. Down to their final out in the 9th as they trail by 1. Of the last, including this game, provided that the score stays the same or only increases by 2 runs for the Rawhide, the pitch misses in. Including this game, in 7 games, 6 of those 7 have been a 1-run or 2-run game. For the Rawhide, the pitch called strike count is now 1-1. The pitch swung on and missed strike 2. Rawhide down to their final strike. One, 2 count, the pitch. Swung on, fouled off. We'll do it again. The 1-2. Swung on and missed strike 3. Fulford will throw down to first base to complete the strikeout, and Franco retired for the final out of the game. The final score, Grizzlies 8, Rawhide 7. When we come back, it'll be the post-game show from Chuck Chancey Park. We'll let you know the winning and losing pitcher, what to expect for tomorrow, and the steal player of the game. I'm Jill Guerin. Stay tuned for the post-game show.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Chuck Chansey at Park, the Rawhide fall to the Grizzlies by a score of 8-7. The Grizzlies scored 6 in the second inning, only 5 of them earned. Rawhide answered back with 5 of their own in the third, only 2 of those earned. And then the Rawhide in the top half of the 7th inning took the lead 7-6. It was Junior Franco who drove in G.J. Hill to tie up the ball game. And then De Los Santos had a ground ball into right field that scored Corniel to make it a 7-6 ball game. But then the Grizzlies scored 2 runs of their own in the bottom half of the 7th inning. Back-to-back home runs hit by Warming Burnabell and by Hunter Goodman make it 8-7. That is the final score here. Rawhide, 7 runs off of 4 hits. They committed 1 error. Grizzlies, 8 runs off of 7 hits and committed 3 errors. Winning pitcher today for the Grizzlies is Sanchez. He's now 5-1 this season. Moya gets the blown save, his third of the season. Mejia gets the hold, his 5th. And Condre gets the save, his 6th of the season. Losing pitcher today is Miguel Gill. That's his first loss of the season. Announced attendance today, 1,997. Time of game, just 2 hours and 24 minutes. One final time. The Grizzlies defeat the Rawhide by a score of 8-7. Expected pitcher tomorrow for the Rawhide is Josh Swales. An expected pitcher for the Grizzlies is Case Williams. I'm Jill Guerin, getting ready to sign off from Chuck Chansey Park. First pitch is tomorrow at 6:50. We'll be live at 6:40. Thank you for listening to Rawhide Baseball. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.